Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, May 5th, 2025.
Ant Group's IPO plans in Hong Kong. Ant Group, an affiliate of Alibaba Group, is gearing up to launch its overseas unit, Ant International, on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. This move aims to bring back its initial public offering ambitions after a sudden halt of a $37 billion IPO by Chinese regulators in 2020. Currently registered in Singapore, Ant International is in talks with regulators to secure a financial holding company license, which could make its IPO possible again. Alibaba Group, holding a 33% stake in Ant Group, has also faced challenges due to changing regulations in China. Since 2020, the tightening regulatory environment has raised concerns about the future of innovation in the fintech sector. Jack Ma, the founder of Ant Group, remains an important figure in discussions about the company and the tech industry in China. As Ant Group moves forward, the effects on investors and the regulatory landscape will be closely watched.
Warren Buffett's retirement announcement. Warren Buffett, the iconic investor and CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, has announced his retirement after more than 60 years of leadership. This surprising news has left shareholders concerned about the future of the $1.16 trillion company, which operates 189 businesses and holds $348 billion in cash reserves. Buffett's impact has been vital in shaping Berkshire Hathaway into a leader in long-term growth. As Vice Chairman Greg Abel prepares to take over, reactions are mixed. Some shareholders worry that Abel may not inspire the same confidence as Buffett, while others believe he is well-equipped for the role. The announcement has also reignited discussions about Berkshire's dividend policy, unchanged since 1967. Investors are eager to see if Abel will consider introducing dividends, which could significantly affect the company's cash flow and investment strategies. As the investment community reflects on Buffett's remarkable legacy, there's hope that Berkshire Hathaway will continue to thrive under Abel's guidance.
Albanese's election win and strengthened U.S. ties. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has celebrated a major election victory that promises to strengthen ties with the United States and foster cooperation with centre-left governments in Britain and Canada. This unexpected win reflects a strong voter backlash against former U.S. President Donald Trump's policies, allowing Albanese's Labour Party to expand its majority in Parliament. Following the swearing-in of his cabinet, Albanese plans to visit Washington, D.C., to discuss U.S. tariffs and defense issues, aiming to build closer relations with America while exploring partnerships with Asian and European nations. Treasurer Jim Chalmers highlighted the worldwide challenges ahead for the new government. Albanese also noted that the first leader to congratulate him was James Marape, the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea. This election marks a crucial shift in Australian politics, signaling a clear desire for change among voters and paving the way for new policies on trade, defence, and international relations.
U.S. policies in the Middle East. Critical overview. A recent report examines the effects of U.S. President Donald Trump's policies in the Middle East, revealing significant criticisms of his administration for escalating conflicts and humanitarian crises. Analysts argue that U.S. involvement has hurt local communities and weakened international standards, making the U.S. part of the problem rather than the solution. The Palestinian issue remains central, with Amna Anan, a young woman from Gaza City, voicing strong opposition to Trump's proposal to relocate Gaza's civilians. Political analyst Ismet Mansour condemned Trump's approach as a colonial mindset, ignoring the suffering of over 2 million people in Gaza. The report also highlights U.S. policies toward Iran, which include harsh sanctions and military threats, complicating the humanitarian situation in Yemen. Stephen Wright, an associate professor at Hamad bin Khalifa University in Qatar, raised concerns about the implications for Gulf states. Additionally, Trump's demand for U.S. vessels to pass through the Suez Canal without charge was criticized by Egyptian Parliament member Mostafa Bakri as an infringement on Egypt's sovereignty. Overall, the complexities of U.S. foreign policy continue to deeply impact the lives of people in the Middle East.
Asian Development Bank boosts food security funding. The Asian Development Bank, known as ADB, has announced a major increase in its funding for food security initiatives in Asia and the Pacific, raising the total to $40 billion by 2030. This includes an additional $26 billion, with $18.5 billion dedicated to direct government support and $7.5 billion for private sector investments. ADB President Masato Kanda stressed the urgency of this initiative, pointing out that severe droughts, floods, and extreme heat are threatening agricultural production and food security in the region. The expanded funding aims to reduce hunger, improve diets, and protect the environment while creating opportunities for farmers and agribusinesses. This vital support is essential for ensuring that communities in Asia and the Pacific can meet their dietary needs amid ongoing climate challenges.
UK investigates Iranian state-sponsored threats. British authorities are probing two alarming plots linked to Iranian nationals in the United Kingdom, responding to serious threats against dissidents and journalists critical of the Iranian regime. On May 4, 2025, 8 people were arrested in cities like London and Manchester, with 7 being Iranian nationals. These arrests were made under a law that allows detention of individuals suspected of working with foreign powers. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper highlighted the importance of these counterterrorism efforts to protect national security. Concerns are rising for the safety of UK-based Iranians, especially after an Iran international journalist was attacked outside his home last year. In a related case, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps allegedly plotted to assassinate 2 journalists from Iran International, reportedly offering a smuggler $200,000 for the job. This plan was foiled when the smuggler turned out to be a double agent for a Western intelligence agency. Since early 2022, the UK has dealt with 20 plots linked to Iranian interests, revealing a troubling strategy by the Iranian regime to silence dissent through fear.
Westpac's profit decline amid trade uncertainty. Westpac Banking Corporation, Australia's second-largest home loan provider, has reported a 1% drop in net profit, totaling $3.32 billion Australian dollars for the first half of the fiscal year ending March 2025. This figure fell short of the expected $3.43 billion Australian dollars, largely due to a decrease in loan interest rates and a 6% rise in business expenses driven by tech spending and the Unite Simplification Program. CEO Anthony Miller pointed out that shifting global trade policies are creating economic instability and tighter funding conditions. Despite these challenges, he remains optimistic about Australia's resilience. Westpac's main interest earnings slightly decreased to 1.88%, with the core margin at 1.8%. Customers are increasingly choosing lower-yield savings accounts, which is affecting the bank's financial health. These results follow the recent election, where the Australian Labor Party secured a historic second consecutive term, with rising housing costs being a major concern. Westpac also announced an interim dividend of 76 Australian cents, a 1 cent increase from last year.
Oil prices plummet as OPEC Plus increases production. Oil prices took a nosedive on May 5, 2025, with Brent crude falling by $2.04 to $59.25 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate dropped $2.10 to $56.19. This sharp decline follows OPEC Plus' announcement to boost oil production by about 400,000 barrels per day for June, reversing nearly half of the cuts made since 2022. Tim Evans, founder of Evans on Energy, suggests this move indicates a shift toward a surplus in global oil supply. Meanwhile, tensions in the Middle East are rising, as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to retaliate against Iran after missile attacks by the Houthi group. Iran's Defense Minister Aziz Nasirzadeh warned of a strong response if attacked by the U.S. or Israel. In light of these developments, Barclays has lowered its Brent crude price forecast by $4 to $66 per barrel for 2025.
Indian rupee outlook, positive trends ahead. As of May 5, 2025, the Indian rupee, INR, is on a positive trajectory, influenced by upcoming decisions from the U.S. Federal Reserve and developments in the U.S.-India trade agreement. It closed at 84.58 against the U.S. dollar, USD, reflecting a 1% increase week on week, thanks to portfolio inflows and gains in regional currencies. Although it briefly surpassed the 84 mark, the rupee faced challenges from importer hedging and potential dollar buying actions by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI. Traders believe the dollar-rupee exchange rate may have hit a temporary low, with expectations of fluctuations between 83.80 and 85. India's foreign exchange reserves have reached a six-month high of $688 billion, signaling economic stability amid global uncertainties. The Federal Reserve is expected to keep interest rates steady, while investors will be closely watching Chair Jerome Powell's comments for insights into future economic conditions. Meanwhile, India's benchmark 10-year bond yield ended at 6.3538%, having decreased for seven consecutive weeks. The RBI plans to purchase bonds worth 750 billion rupees, about $8.88 billion, to support economic growth. Key events to watch include the release of India's April Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, on May 6 and the Federal Reserve's monetary policy decision on May 7.
Aiwanger advocates for stronger economic ties with China. Hubert Aiwanger, the Deputy Minister President of Bavaria, Germany, is raising alarms about the impact of U.S. tariffs on global trade. He stresses the importance of maintaining strong economic ties with China, a key trading partner for Bavaria. Aiwanger warns that growing trade conflicts and harsh tariffs could threaten the global economy and harm Germany's manufacturing sector. He criticizes trade barriers imposed by both the European Union and the U.S., arguing they lead to retaliation and economic damage. The trade relationship between Bavaria and China has flourished, increasing from 27 billion euros in 2013 to 53 billion euros in 2023. Aiwanger enthusiastically welcomes Chinese investments, especially from NIO, a leading electric vehicle manufacturer. Recently, he led a delegation to China to explore advancements in autonomous driving and sustainable transportation. Aiwanger believes that partnerships with Chinese firms can bring shared advantages, particularly in artificial intelligence and green industrial transformation. His remarks highlight the need for open dialogue and cooperation among major economies to create a fair global market.
Yemen's Houthi movement declares air blockade against Israel. On May 4, 2025, Yemen's Houthi movement announced an air blockade against Israel in response to its military actions in Gaza. Houthi spokesperson Yahya Saria warned that missile strikes would continue, targeting airports like Ben Gurion Airport near Tel Aviv. Earlier that day, a missile hit a driveway at Ben Gurion Airport, causing minor injuries and damage. The Israeli military tried to intercept the missile but faced a problem with their defense system. Following this attack, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a warning of retaliation against the Houthis and their ally, Iran. As tensions rise, several international airlines, including Air Europa, Swiss International Airlines, Lufthansa, IEA Airways, and Brussels Airlines, have canceled flights to and from Israel, highlighting the growing impact of this conflict on global travel.
Germany classifies AfD as right-wing extremist. On May 4, 2025, German authorities officially labeled the far-right political party Alternative for Germany, or AfD, as a right-wing extremist group. This decision, made by the German security agency, was driven by the AfD's ethnic-based beliefs, which clash with Germany's democratic values. The AfD has gained significant support, especially in East Germany, where it ranks as the second most popular party in federal elections. In reaction, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio condemned the classification on social media, arguing that the AfD shouldn't be labeled extremist. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance echoed this sentiment, claiming the AfD represents a large part of the German population and that this classification threatens democracy. Meanwhile, Alexander Dobrindt, Germany's new federal interior minister, dismissed the U.S. criticism as absurd, stressing the importance of this classification to protect Germany's constitution. This development marks a pivotal moment in Germany's political landscape, highlighting the ongoing battle against extremism and the commitment to uphold democratic principles.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.